Part 1.
Sister Coxall had been running Violet Ward for many years. Her pride and joy was her own little office, scrupulously clean, its walls glistening with fresh white paint. She sat at her desk, her eyes unseeing. Who was this new doctor, anyway? Some silly youth fresh from medical school? What right had he to interfere in the running of her ward? She had met him yesterday. He had driven into the hospital grounds and almost driven over her. There were plenty of go-slow notices within sight. Besides, almost everybody who worked at the hospital knew she walked through the ground at that time of day.
Are you all right? He had said, getting out of his car. I really wasn't concentrating.
He seemed embarrassed.
Sister, I'm frightfully sorry.
She couldn't help smiling. That's all right, Mr... She paused politely.
Doctor... Dr. Green, I've just arrived, as you can see.
He grinned.
I'm taking over the running of D-Block.
Sister Coxall noticeably stiffened. D-Block? She echoed.
Look, get into my car and I'll drive you to the nurse's home.
They sat in silence and soon were climbing the dingy staircase leading to Sister Coxall's neat room. Once inside, she took off her cape. Sit down, Doctor. I'll make some tea. Sitting drinking the sweet tea, Dr. Green explained that he'd always been interested in psychiatric work, and when he'd finished his studies, he'd applied for this post in one of the country's largest psychiatric hospitals. He had not expected to get the job, but he did, and without an interview. He told her of the great changes and new ideas he hoped he would introduce.
For instance, he said, the sister on Violet Ward has been working there for 10 years. She must have lost her identity to some extent. Her patients must be more like children to her than sick people. He leaned forward. You know, sister, she is in danger of illness herself. Tomorrow, when I begin my work, I intend to move that sister to a different ward. She may not realize it at the time, but the change will do her good.
Sister Coxall listened. A faint pink flush tinged her ears.